Hi, everybody. My name is Joseph Guevas. I am a intern here at Dominguez Hills with the Innovation Incubator. And I am here with the fabulous...
Danny. I work for KDHR. I'm pretty much like the station manager slash like engineer, producer, like assistant. I do a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's me.
Danny does a lot of work with helping students that want to make their own podcasts and even, I believe, faculty and staff as well.
Yep. I work with some of the CICs to help them create podcasts with their own students. And then I also help students produce their own individual podcasts.
Yeah. So Danny's putting out a lot of work to make sure that everybody has the resources to start their own podcast if that's what they want to do. And Danny, real quick question.
Mm-hmm.
What's the most interesting podcast application that you've gotten?
Oh my God. I've gotten some weird ones.
Oh yeah.
I'm not gonna dox anyone, but there was a guy that I got a podcast application for, and I think he was trolling me, but it was still like pretty outrageous. He wanted to start like people make jokes about like Joe Rogan or whatever about like misogynistic podcasts, but he wanted it to be a misogynistic podcast. He was like, got to talk about women and what's wrong with them. And I was like, period.
Was that straight up what the description said?
Or? Yeah, like on the description, it was like talking about like something about like, oh, like men's issues or and like with women. And I was like, what do you mean by that? I thought it was funny, like if they were trolling, but if they were dead serious, then I'm really scared.
Right. I think I'm scared too after hearing that.
Yeah, and of course he was a mid major.
Oh no.
Yeah, period.
Maybe we could just leave this part out of the episode.
You know who you are if you're listening.
Oh my gosh. That's fantastic.
Yeah, that one was pretty funny. I'd probably say that was the most outrageous. Most of them are pretty tame. They're all like, oh, I just want to talk about like history, or I want to talk about music or plants. Or politics, the usual.
The usual stuff, gist.
I think because we're students, all of the podcasts kind of just end up being comedy podcasts, like unintentionally.
Right.
But I love it. They're my favorite to edit, really.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, I bet. Because, I mean, I guess that's a topic to talk about. Like we know that we need to be professionals. You know, we're young adults and we're going to college and stuff. But there's just this, I feel like there's just this unsaid, unspoken rule or just unspoken acceptance that we're all just kind of...
Yeah, the new generation of professionals is so funny. Like, that's so good.
Yeah.
Because, like, obviously, you know, we're still professionals, but... I don't know. There's like the new generation of professionals has like a, I don't know, like they're very funny.
We know how to pop it and lock it.
You know how to pop it and lock it?
We, as a collective.
Who is we?
Know how to pop it and lock it. You know, we know how to pop it. And we know how to pop it, like, you know, pop, like. Pop, like.
For those who aren't here, he is and then, raising the roof.
And then lock it. Lock in.
Oh, lock in.
Yes.
Oh, that was good.
Don't pop in and lock in.
Pop in, yeah. Real.
Pop in and lock in.
Mm-hmm.
Where's that from? Anyways. But yeah. I mean, I don't know. I really don't know how college was back in the day. You know, like.
I cannot imagine doing college without a computer. Like, without a laptop. Crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Craziness.
I think there was just a lot more. Because back in the days, like in the 80s. They didn't really have the tools of, like, for example, ChatGPT to organize.
Aren't you using that?
Oh yeah.
Right now.
But the thing is, honestly,
whole conversation is AI generated.
Oh no, but okay. Look. I don't care. I mean, I do care. AI is the future.
Yeah.
Unfortunately,
or fortunately,
depending.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm doing a lot of things on campus. I'm the president of two clubs. I'm the intern at the incubator and five courses. And I wouldn't be able to do all that if I didn't have ChatGPT kind of helping me. Like, it just takes away so much time. Like, I could take notes and I could have ChatGPT organize the notes for me, for example.
Yeah.
And that's just a lot of tedious work, or not tedious work, But it's just a lot of stuff that I can put to the side to get to the next thing that I need to do.
Yeah.
And it's like, also I have another job outside of school, outside of campus and stuff. So it really helps. It's what's working for me. This is how I can be as efficient and as effective as possible. And yeah, I do have like that level of ChatGPT, you know, like there's that stigma for like sure.
Guilt.
Yeah, weirdly. It's definitely guilt. Definitely guilt. But I feel like I'm applying it to what it's meant to be applied for. Like I'm not writing an essay with it.
I feel that too. I remember in high school kind of making use of AI software before people really even knew what AI software was in helping me write out like outlines for like essays and stuff, because I would really struggle getting organized. So that's what I've used it a majority of for, is like to organize my thoughts or organize things. Yeah, definitely outlines for essays and stuff, because that's where I struggle. But yeah, I think it can definitely be a really good tool, because even in the world of audio engineering, like AI is kind of coming for audio engineers in a funny way.
In a funny way?
Yeah.
Like funny haha or funny weird?
Both. It's like funny because I know that there's like AI software that helps you like edit audio. You know, you kind of describe what you want, obviously, you know, prompt it, and then it helps you out. But AI has been a part of audio engineering for a really, really long time. I know that there's plugins that like separate, like if you have one song and it's all together in one track, there's AI software that like separates it between like, oh, this is the vocal part, this is the drum part, these are the strings, this is the bass line.
How long would it take you to do that just without AI, just if it was all you and the software and that's it?
Probably a lot of time, because it's just a lot of knowing where these instruments fall on the frequencies and having to take out those frequencies.
Gotcha.
So it's pretty, it would be a really, really long time, and it does it like almost instantly.
Oh, wow. That's scary.
Yeah,
a little bit. But I mean, it's scary, but you also need to know how to use it.
Yeah,
you also
need to know it how to helps streamline your work, I think. So pros and cons to it for sure. Yeah. But it's definitely the future, so we can't avoid it.
Exactly. Exactly.
You know what's funny is like almost every podcast episode I record, somehow we talk about AI.
It's just it's revolutionary. It's
topical.
Dude. It's relevant. It's not relevant. And it's not going anywhere.
It's provocative. It gets the people going.
Yeah, I think everyone definitely has their opinions on it, and it's. And then I also think, just a little side note, because I have this friend that's just like, I tell him, you know, that I use ChatGPT, and I got to the point where I would use it to freak him out, like talk to him, talk to the GPT and stuff, because he thinks that it's at the level of Her. Have you seen that movie?
Oh, yes, I've seen
it. Yeah, he thinks it's at that level. I'm like, no, it's not. It's not. I'm sorry. You can't.
You're not in love with ChatGPT?
Love is a very strong...
What's the long pause? I thought that would be an easy... No.
Love is a very strong word. Mm-hmm. With that said, yes. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, my gosh.
No. But, I mean, I love the efficiency of it. I love that it helps me do research on my pet so I could take care of him better. You know, like create a routine for my dog. Create a routine for my bird.
Cute.
My little parakeet.
You have a bird?
Yeah, a little parakeet.
Aww.
It was a gift from a friend. That's so I know. Cute. Another friend helped me.
So many friends.
Yeah, so my friend, he's always just saying, oh, when the AI steals your data and it gets uploaded to Skynet, don't come crying to me. And
that's so funny.
And I'm just like, look, man. The people that are really experimenting with AI right now and like using it to their day-to-day, we're going to be the ones that know how to stop it whenever things go down. Or probably not. It's probably more than just... knowing how to do prompts and stuff.
Yeah, I get what you mean, though. That, like, you know, you can't really avoid it because it's rapidly, what's it called? Rapidly evolving and, like, becoming better and better. So you can't really avoid it. So if the people who are avoiding it for as long as possible, by the time it gets to them, it's like, yeah.
Yeah.
You kind of got to be up with the times.
Yeah, exactly. Like, sink or swim. Don't mind me, just opening my Starbucks Nitro Cold Brew Black Unsweetened, 10 calories per can, not sponsored.
Gently shake can, pop open, and pour. Okay.
I didn't do the gently shake because we have a lot of equipment that could not fare too
well. But look, then we're not getting the maximum enjoyment. It says,
really?
Mira, que dice, yeah. pour hard into a cold glass for maximum enjoyment. So I think we're only getting like the minimum enjoyment.
Hot take, coming from a business major, business isn't a real major.
I know. Trust, coming from someone with a real major, I know.
Oh, what's your real major?
I am an audio engineering major. That one's pretty real. Everyone goes to class, you know, get good grades. That's good and all. You've got to go the extra step of like putting yourself out there. Because most people, like, you hear it from your own professors that, like, they got their jobs by just talking to other people. Mm-hmm. Like, nobody really applied to be your professor. It's who you know. Mm-hmm. Very important.
I think it's hard for a lot of incoming freshmen or even transfer students to kind of get that gist or get that push because they're still getting acclimated and getting used to their coursework and their course loads and whatnot. But, and, you know, just life catches up to you.
Yeah.
But I think that there needs to be more of an emphasis. And I mean, we're doing a great job by inviting students and having the Toro Tuesdays and stuff. Mm-hmm. Maybe at least from what I saw during my college career, because I hit my sophomore year and then boom, COVID.
Yeah, so, I was going to say a lot of the students are like, we're all still like COVID students. Mm-hmm. So yeah. That makes sense for sure. Mm-hmm.
That definitely put a toll on a lot of people's experiences, but we don't have to get all into that.
Yeah.
Tell me about what audio engineering students and other majors of the likes can expect when they come to you. What can they expect you to help with? What can they expect in terms of like ASI resources?
Yeah, in terms of ASI resources, I'm fairly knowledgeable on like all the ASI resources that we offer. We have, you know, positions on our advocacy team and they're still open. Check it out. Check out our Instagram, check out our website. So we have advocacy positions that are still open, like student representatives for different colleges. In the office itself, we offer free sanitary products like tampons, pads, condoms, dental dams. We have free Scantrons. Sometimes we have blue books. We also have Toro Tuesday, which is like really cool, actually. I think more people should take advantage of that.
Yeah, they definitely should.
Because you can win up to like $5,000 worth of scholarship money, which is literally like your whole semester.
Yeah.
So.
And then some.
Amazing. And then some. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or you can win a brand new MacBook, laptops. Weekly, we do what? Like gift cards.
And MacBooks are perfect for audio engineering, though?
MacBooks are perfect for audio engineering. But that's ASI in general. I'm technically part of the, like a subsidiary part of it, which is KDHR. Mm-hmm. I'm the sole employee of KDHR right now.
So this is you. This is it.
Yeah.
This is the whole team.
Pretty much. Me and my supervisor, but she more oversees it and not so much like runs it or like is, you know.
Okay, so her hands are pretty off.
Yeah, most of the time.
Okay, you get to free rein it and do what you like.
Yeah.
That's cool.
It is really cool. It's one of those jobs that you have to be super self-motivated about, though, because no one's really, like, holding my hand or telling me what to do. And I feel like I could float by really easily doing the bare minimum, but I am very, very passionate about this position, and I really, really love my job.
Mm-hmm. And you have to take advantage of opportunities.
Yeah, also crazy opportunities come your way when you're, you know, in a position like this. Mm-hmm. So it's really, really nice.
Opportunities do come your way, but if you were just cruising through, they wouldn't really be
opening to
you. You just kind of be where you're at.
Yeah, it's kind of like what we were talking about earlier with class. Like, you know, I could just show up and do the bare minimum and leave and go home and that's it. But, you know, when you put the extra effort into it, it totally pays back.
Mm-hmm. Why did you get into audio engineering?
Ooh, why did I get into audio engineering? That's a good question. Like, went to college for audio engineering. I started doing audio engineering just because I was so interested in like that aspect of music and movies as well. I was super into music and movies, but I know I didn't really want to like make my own music or movies. Like I didn't really have that itch, but I had the itch to be a part of like a big project or to be a part of, you know, an artist's vision and help them bring it to fruition. Like that was always what I wanted to do. And I just kind of took like an audio engineering class and then I like fell in love with it and have been doing that ever since. So probably like I've been doing audio engineering for like coming up on 6 years, maybe 5 years now. Yeah, that's what got me started mostly, which is funny because like my mom is deaf and I grew up with just my mom, so like audio and music and stuff wasn't really like a big part of my life like most people who start audio engineering will say, like, oh, I was listening to music before I came out the womb kind of thing. And I was like, oh, no, that wasn't really my, part.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I feel like I didn't really discover who I was or what I wanted to be until, a little later in life.
Wow.
Yeah, high school. Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. Can you show some sign language so that the listeners can hear a little bit of it?
How can they? Period. I don't know too much, actually.
No?
Mm-mm. My mom's more heart of hearing. Hard of hearing.
Okay.
But I know a little bit.
Okay, so
her and I are trying to learn.
Okay, so she's not fully deaf.
Not completely, no.
Okay,
gotcha. Because she has, hearing aids. But if she takes them off, then, yeah, she's pretty much...
Oh, wow.
Yeah. When we would argue and stuff, she would be petty and just take them off and look at me, and I'd be like, ugh.
Wow.
Screw you, Zyda.
That's such a power move, though, because what can you even do?
Right.
You can't do much.
Do you ever look back at arguments you had with your parents when you were in, high school and middle school, and then you're just like, what was I on?
All the time.
Yeah, right?
Even arguments that I have, not arguments, but disagreements that I even have, with friends, for example.
Mm-hmm.
Even, a month or two ago, I'm like, what was I even on?
Yeah, straight up.
You know?
I love that, though. Mm-hmm. Self-reflection is important.
Self-reflection is very important. Incubator Insight. Innovation, entrepreneurship, and student stories. Incubator Insight is your inside look at the world of innovation and entrepreneurship at CSUDH. Hosted by members of the Innovation Incubator, this podcast highlights the journeys of students, alumni, and professionals who are pushing boundaries and turning ideas into reality. Each episode features candid conversations with innovators across diverse fields, sharing insights on creativity, technology, and business development. Whether you're an aspiring entrepreneur, a creative thinker, or just curious about what happens behind the scenes in the world of startups, Incubator Insight is your go-to source for inspiration and actionable advice. Join us as we explore the future of innovation, one story at a time.